You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much for being here with us today. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. Ancient also means remembering our own core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. And the theme for this particular series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us today, so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings. And so right now we call in the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Author Cornelia Ward is a divine career and business coach who works with light workers to create a transition plan into a career or business that really lights them up. She has a master's degree in community economic development, a background in financial services, and has been trained by best-selling author Doreen Virtue as an intuitive. Her book, Go Forward Fearlessly, supports people in successfully navigating career with other major life transitions. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Connie to the show. Welcome, Connie.
Hi, Ian. So fun to be here, and hello, everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic conversation. I know that so many people are looking for something that is more meaningful, something that has more purpose to their lives. It gives more purpose. And so this is going to be an amazing show today. So Connie's going to be talking about passion and purpose, 10 steps to create a business you love. So we're talking about a spiritual-based business here. So this talk will be perfect for you if you're feeling a tug or a nudge to start a spiritual-based business but don't know where to start. If you're confused or frustrated about what direction to take to create a purposeful business. Maybe you're run down, exhausted, overwhelmed, and burned out in your current occupation and long for something more meaningful. You could be feeling stuck, anxious, or unfulfilled in your business. Maybe you already have a spiritual-based business, but it's not going as well as you'd like. And maybe you're worried about money, where money is something that is maybe always on your mind. Am I making enough money? Can I make it? Can I make it a living out of doing this? So this is going to be an amazing conversation with Connie today, and she'll be sharing with you the 10 steps that she has devised and been downloaded to her to create a business that you love, things that she's used in her own life as well to create a spiritual-based business. And then Connie's going to be taking questions and doing readings. So I did see that Connie was on Facebook doing lots of readings. So the show's moved over here. It's live right now. So be sure to dial in or ask your question in line, *2 to raise your hand. So *2 to raise your hand to ask Connie a question or put your question in the webinar box. And then later on towards the end of the call, Connie's going to be taking everyone through a life experience exercise. I'll let her tell you what that's all about before we do that. So, wow, lots and lots of things we got planned for you today. So thank you again, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Connie, for being here. Let me start by asking you, I've read the formal bio by introducing you that way. But in your own words, if you wouldn't mind, could you shed some color and light onto yourself? You know, who are you and how did you get to be someone who guides and mentors people to be able to open up a spiritual-based business and for a business like that to thrive?
Yeah, so my story is what I call my crash and burn story. And that may sound familiar to other people because I think often, I mean, and you mentioned this right in the beginning, it's about having a fulfilling life, right, and feeling fulfilled and sharing our gifts and talents with the world and being kind of our own true selves. And that was not me for sure about 10 years ago when I was a broker in financial services. I felt as if every day when I would shut the door and head off to work, I felt as if I was leaving the real me at home. And the reason for that is because when I got to work, I just felt as if my own personal values were really out of alignment with other people who worked there, the direction of the business I was working for, and that kind of thing. And so many people, I think, Ian, actually feel this disconnect, and this may really resonate with a lot of people, like 80% of Americans, and this is true in other parts of the world as well, from what I understand, are dragging themselves to a job each day or a career that's really not working for them. And so that's how I got into doing what I do. Now, what happened to me, my crash and burn scenario was that I really didn't resonate with my work. I loved helping my clients reach their financial goals. I loved that aspect. But there were other aspects that just weren't working for me. And so I ended up getting really, really depressed. That's how it looked for me, and that's really common, like people who feel anxiety or depression, and often we know intuitively or we've been told by maybe a health professional that it's connected to our work. That can lead to really a crash and burn situation. And so for me, I got really depressed, and I'm a really healthy person, and, you know, I'm pretty high energy, and for me to get that sick was pretty scary and a huge red flag. And so what ended up happening is that I had to leave my job. I was so sick. I couldn't work even part-time anymore in my work. And then my new job was self-care and getting myself back so that health-wise, I knew I could create a new business because I had clients who had been business owners, and I loved hearing their stories, and that's what I wanted to do. And so that's how I became kind of a life coach, a healer, an intuitive in the work I do now. And I took the 10 steps to go from that crash and burn place to what I'm doing now, really loving what I do and enjoying getting up in the morning and loving Mondays as a divine career and business coach. And I know we're going to talk about those 10 steps today.
Yeah, absolutely we will. You know, let me ask you this, because you know, unless you have a spiritual-based business, you know, it's almost, you know, for people who don't but wish they did or feel that, you know, the divine is prodding me, nudging me, and, you know, I have gifts, or maybe people don't even know what the gifts are, but let's start with people who know what their gifts are. But they're sitting on the outside looking in. You're almost looking at, you know, something that you almost can't have. In a way,
mm-hmm.
and you find your lower self is, you know, making up all excuses why you can't make it work. But what would you say to people? And I'm going to use the term on the outside looking in, I think, because maybe people can identify with that. What would you say to someone who really believes that they want to make a difference and believes that they can, but just doesn't know where to start? You know, maybe the mindset's not there, or, you know, what is your advice mm-hmm. for someone like that?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So what's really common for people who are looking at other spiritual entrepreneurs and feel like they're kind of on the outside of looking in, a lot of, and you just kind of mentioned it, a lot of it, what is holding them back is the fear. It's those voices in their head. And so it really is a mindset piece. And what I find is that, you know, those of us who are, you know, meant to read books, write books, meant to speak, like on summits or in some other way, help a lot of people, the voices for those of us who, you know, that's our calling, we are even more susceptible to those loud voices in our head, which I think of as kind of the ego and the lower energy trying to pull us off our path. So that's really, and I think, I mean, Ian, that's the great thing about this summit, right, is because, you know, the speakers and you, for instance, can be way showers of a sort and show people, you know, well, if this person can do it, then I can as well. So that may be kind of the first step. And then also a step around the fear coming up, what I tell my clients is it actually means you're on the right path, and you definitely want to take the practical steps. But it's also about that inner game. It's about the mindset and realizing that it's possible for you. Emotional freedom technique, when the fear comes up, tapping, emotional freedom technique, that is a great way to practice really good self-care and just kind of clear that energy so you can see your way forward to, okay, what's the next step? What's the next inspired idea I have to take toward this work?
Yeah, and I really feel that there is a marriage between practicality and really surrendering and trusting the universe to show the way and to provide the means. And sometimes we, you know, for example, we can't just sit back entirely and say, okay, universe, I'm going to stay in my room and I want you to build the business because I believe you can and you will. So that's one strategy that probably doesn't work. And on the other hand, the other strategy that probably doesn't work is just lower self, go, overwork your masculine, and just tire him out completely. And then the feminine has nothing left to create with because she's trying to take care of the masculine. I'm talking about, you know, the inner masculine feminine here. You know, there must be a balance. You know, what have you found works well to really bring that balance into alignment and into someone's life so that they can really work in unison with the universe, you know, in surrender to the universe, as well as put forth the effort that's needed to build the business?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm so glad we're talking about this because this is, you know, we do need to take the practical steps, right? But often, and I certainly run into this in my own business, I actually don't know too many business owners who haven't, is you also need to, as you go take that inspired action or that next step that you want to take, at the same time, you need to deal with any resistance that comes up, which is the internal piece, right? And so I think a couple of ways to basically navigate that terrain is self-care, which is both practical, but it's also the internal piece. And I'm, you know, like we could have just talked about self-care all day today, you know, and I would have been, and we'll, it's one of the 10 steps to create a business you love. But, you know, that's what I find is that in order to more easily navigate the turbulence, if you will, that can come up when we're going through a career transition or when we're thinking about starting a business or just following what we think is our soul's calling, even if we don't know what structure it has yet, the self-care really does help us navigate that much more easily. And just as an example, so self-care, one of the things I recommend to people and to clients is to drink plenty of pure water during the day, right? We all know this, right? It's like not rocket science. But here's the thing, like the science behind this is that if we aren't drinking lots of pure water during the day, and especially when we're working on projects, the new business, our life purpose, you know, whatever it is that we're working on during the day, if we are not fully hydrated when our brain is working really hard like that, then our brain cells get dehydrated and they don't function as well. That makes sense, right? They're not getting what they need. And we are not able to make the decisions that would most enable us to reach the goals that we so much want to reach. So that would be just a really practical example of, and it's so simple, Ian, right? This stuff, I mean, it's not like it's easy to do, right? Especially if we have those loud voices in our head. But the solutions, you know, what the universe is offering to us, what our inspiration may be around drinking plenty of pure water, and then, you know, I'll be able to, you know, the universe is saying I'll be able to actually give you those inspired ideas because you're at the higher energy that you need. You're drinking plenty of water in order for me to give you that idea, for you to make that great decision, and it feels good. Taking good care of yourself feels good.
Yeah. And you're able to receive the information because you're in a receptive mode. Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely a whole conversation around the self-care. Yeah, being in a receptive mode, so important. Let's not switch gears really, but let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits and the reasons around fulfilling one's life purpose through a spiritual business. You know, what have you seen with your clients? Some of the not necessarily success stories per se, but the way people's lives have changed, how they've been able to make a difference in the world. Why is it so important to be in alignment with your purpose in a spiritual based business?
Yeah, well, from my perspective, it really comes down to, and this is my belief, but what I believe is that before we land on the planet, we're given certain gifts and talents to share with the world to make it a better place. And we make an agreement, a commitment, I think some people, Carolyn Mace, for instance, I think refers to as a contract. We make an agreement to share those gifts and talents with the world at some point when we get here, right? And we have childhoods and life happens, and sometimes it doesn't happen until later on in life, right, in terms of sharing our gifts and talents. But what I believe is that, you talk about, basically the idea of remembering your own true self, right? This is who we were. This is before we landed here. These are the gifts and talents that we're meant to share with the world. And those gifts and talents are what we love to do, right? Like I was just thinking about this, Ian, when just before, I was in the Facebook group for the summit and I was doing readings and I was like, I could do this all day. This is really fun for me, right? So this is how I share my gifts and talents. Excuse me about the dog. This is how I share my gifts and talents to make the world a better place through giving readings like that. I just love to do it. And so that would be an example, and I guess I think of it as, these are some of the gifts and talents that I was given before I landed here. I'm able to basically deliver to people and help people with, clients and otherwise, by doing something I love, like the life purpose readings. And so it lights me up, and it gives me, and just as an example, like I've been having some back issues, and I was feeling my back was really hurting me this morning, and then I started doing the readings, and boom, it's gone. So that would be an example of, I think, how doing what you love and sharing your gifts and talents, not only does it give me great pleasure to help other people and love that it's helpful for people, but at the same time, it enhances my life in terms of my physical body and my energy level and that kind of thing. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
It does. Well, it answers it partially. You certainly feel better about yourself. What are some of the other ways that you feel or have seen people benefit from, leading a life more aligned with their purpose? I'm talking about a spiritual-based business.
Yeah. Yep. So basically, I've worked with people who have been just really, really unhappy in their career and moved into a spiritually based business and taken those steps. And they wake up Monday mornings, they're excited to get to work, they're excited to help people, and they can see when they work with people over a period of time, they can see their gifts and talents and how they apply to the work they're doing with a particular client, for instance, and see that person feel fulfilled in a way that they haven't been fulfilled. So like in my business, as an example, I help people love Mondays, right? And so what I love to do is help people wake up Monday mornings and be really excited to get to work, whether it's a business or otherwise. And so that gives me a great sense of fulfillment. So by the same token, my clients, coaches, healers, intuitives, maybe it's a health coach who's been through a particularly challenging situation in their own life, overcoming something like rheumatoid arthritis, let's say, and they've found a great alternative way to address that issue, but then at the same time be able to get their life back, right? They're kind of living with the situation, but they're feeling healthier than they did initially using these certain methods. And then they can turn around And often, and we'll talk about this in the life experience exercise, they'll turn around and see other people who were just diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and they know exactly how to help that person. Like, you know, they know exactly what steps to teach that person in terms of what they did in their own lives and basically get over that particular situation to the best that they could.
Beautiful. What's your dog's name?
I'm so sorry. The UPS guy is here, and you know how scary those UPS guys are. Her name is Nadia, N-A-D-I-A, Nadia.
Oh, Nadia, yeah. So you got your Nadia, I got my Lola. Yeah, she always lays just in the corner of the room. Yeah, sweet little animals, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, all right. So by the way, everyone, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Connie a question, or you can ask on the webinar page. Sarah just noted, by the way, I just had a reading with Connie, and oh my God, amazing and powerful, spot on and accurate. Thank you so very much. A must. Blessings. So, you know, Connie, you're new to our community, but I just want to make sure everyone knows, you know, besides being a business coach and mentor, Connie certainly also highly intuitive. So I can see people go, okay, reading. But yeah, Sarah just had a reading and Connie was spot on and accurate. So by all means, raise your hand. This is a wonderful opportunity to get, you know, a really great mix of business and intuition is hard to find quite often. So this is a wonderful opportunity that you have right now in front of you on this call right now to raise your hand and ask questions, okay? Yeah, I mean, talk about psychic business or intuitive business coach, that's the best kind. Yeah, okay, so let me get back to what I was going to ask you. Okay, so I was going to ask you, Connie, around the 10 steps, you know, moving to the 10 steps. You've developed these 10 steps, so they were downloaded to you. Before we get into what they are, tell us about, you know, what types of businesses can benefit most from the 10 steps, you know, to creating that business. Because, you know, on our platform here, on the various summits, our community, you know, being spiritually minded, you know, there's energy work, there's Reiki masters, there's people who develop all sorts of different types of packages and programs, different healers and practitioners. So, you know, what kind of business benefits most from your 10 steps program?
Yeah, any of those that you just mentioned, and I guess the larger kind of categories, I think of there being three different categories. People who are life coaches, any kind of life coach, could be a career coach, a business coach, you know, somebody who does health coaching, that kind of thing. Anybody who's a healer, you know, energy healing, emotional freedom technique, you know, hands-on healing, anything having to do with healing at all. And then also intuitives, people who are an intuitive. And sometimes people have all three, actually. So intuitives would be, like, I have clients, for instance, who've been through these steps, who are mediums, card readers, Reiki masters, you know, any variety of different modalities. There's lots of really new, powerful energy medicine systems as well. So that's what it's really geared toward. Although, really, I think any service-based business would benefit from the steps, because it's like what we just talked about, Ian, right? It's the, you know, there's the mindset piece, the internal piece, but then there's the practical steps. And the 10 practical steps are really something that any business owner who runs a service-based business could benefit from.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think that more than likely covers the majority in the audience. So why don't we go ahead and have you share about the 10 steps. You know, so right now it's 25 after the hour. We want to get to questions and do the process, so just keeping a look on time. But whatever comes through, however, I don't know how much detail that you want to go into, but that's fine. If it's coming through to you, if you're getting a hit to go into more detail, that's fine. I don't want to put any sort of restraint on whatever information needs to come through. So do you want to go ahead and just take us through, or do you want to, you know, do the maybe list them off and then talk about them in detail? However it's coming through for you to share, Connie, is totally fine with us.
Okay, perfect. Great. Yeah, this is really fun. So these are the 10 steps that I use to create the business I have now. And we just talked about this, Ian, right? Coaches, healers, intuitives, mm-hmm. or service-based businesses. And the really fun thing that spiritual entrepreneurs love is that there's nothing about a website in these 10 steps. Often what will keep people from getting the business going, and actually, you know, there may be a bunch of people out there who could use your help, but you're busy creating your website, or you're coming up with the money to have somebody else do the website. A lot of time and money and energy can be invested in a website. And websites totally have their place, but what I'm trying to say here is that if you implement these 10 steps, just put the website to the side for a second, get the clients coming in, do the 10 steps, get the income where you want it to be. If you have a job now, the first step would be how to replace my current income if I want to have the full-time business. That's really the first thing. And then from there, if you want to go wider and, you know, speak and teach and write a book, build your platform, yes, then the website is really important. But many people spend a lot of time on this, and they don't have to go there. And a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs aren't techie. So, so they're, you know, like I see people, you know, like I see people that I'm meeting with on, you know, the phone or video, and you can just see them totally relax when they hear that they don't have to have a website. So
yeah, definitely.
Here's the
Yeah, so I'm going to repeat that. You do not need a website. So this program and what Connie's going to share with you now does not require you to have a website. So I think it's worth repeating. And I can see people just going, oh, sinking back in their chairs going, yes, 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 bring it on. Okay.
Totally. And I don't have a traditional website even now, and it's been 10 years. And so it's really, it's very doable. But what I do want to say before I go into the 10 steps is that sometimes when I say you don't need a website, people think, well, then I can't have clients wherever. And actually you can, using this method without the website, go through the 10 steps and you can have clients anywhere in the world. So that's the other thing to know. Okay.
So
here's the 10 steps. Okay, so the first step is actually self-care. And, of course, that's my favorite topic, but really it's the first step here because I think it's so crucial. I think of self-care as being a marketing strategy, and that's where, like, this is the inner piece again, is I don't have, you know, new entrepreneurs of any level are very, very busy, and they think, well, you know, I don't have to, you know, go to the gym. And I think, Ian, before we went live, you said, you know, you'd gone for a run this morning, right? So that enables you to have that high energy, that place in your head where you can be really focused where you are now. And if you think of it as a marketing strategy and have that be step one around building a strong foundation for creating your business, then the chances of getting burned out are really, and there's all sorts of other reasons to do the self-care as well, right? But that's the first step, is self-care. The mm-hmm. second step is identifying the specific problem you want to help people with. So this is really common for coaches, healers, and intuitives when somebody asks them what they do. So what's your business about? And we love our tools, right? Like it's kind of like geeking out on our tools, right? Like, the emotional freedom technique, it's so powerful. Reiki, it's like, and we start talking about our tools. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's had this experience where we just kind of get the blank look, right? Like, what is she talking about? This is not, you know, she's not speaking English, whatever it is, right? But instead of talking about our tools, which we love, right, so are so powerful, if instead we talk about the specific problem we help people with, the problem that's keeping them up at night, right, the rheumatoid arthritis, the chronic pain, the child that there's some kind of an issue with your child, or you're going through a relationship, you know, shift or something like that. Those are the specific examples of what a problem would look like. And this is so key, so important. Mm. So that's the second step. The third step is where you actually go and talk to people. These are your potential clients. So if people can just think about, this is like doing a scientific experiment, and the specific problem that you come up with before you go talk to people is your hypothesis. So let's say my hypothesis is that I want to help people who have chronic pain. I do Reiki, I do EFT, I do hands-on healing, and the problem I really want to help people with is chronic pain. That's my hypothesis of what's keeping people up at night. The third step is where you put on the white lab coat, you put away, you know, your lab book, you got the white lab coat in, you go into the lab, and you collect data. And this is where you're testing your hypothesis. So these are where I call the market research interviews, where you go talk to people and you ask them what's keeping them up at night. And so you're going to the horse's mouth, if you will, and asking people, what are they saying is keeping them up at night when it comes to their health, for example. So you're testing your hypothesis. That's the third step. The fourth step is you come out of collecting data, right? Data, the, you know, you put away the lab coat, you're back looking at your lab book and looking at your original hypothesis, and you want to tweak that problem that you came up with in step two based on what you heard in the interview. So maybe it's chronic pain, but it's more about chronic pain and people really not wanting to take the medicine that their doctor prescribed. Maybe they want a gentler, more alternative approach. That would be an example of tweaking the problem based on what people told you in the interviews. The fifth step, and we're halfway through here, the fifth step is the passion test. And again, this is what we've been talking about, right? Like, this is about really remembering who our own true self is, what our gifts and talents are. And so the passion test is where we step back and we go, okay, here's the problem that I identified after I did these interviews in step four. I want to help people with chronic pain find more alternative solutions. But what about me? Maybe that's what people told me in the interviews. But does this align with what I think my purpose is, what breaks my heart, where I think my gifts and talents can best be applied? So that's the passion test. The sixth step is where you build your tribe. And this is it's a social media approach, which is totally optional. If people don't even want to deal with the social media, that's fine. But this is the sixth step around building your tribe, building your community of people who have the issue, the rheumatoid arthritis or whatever the issue is that you've decided you want to land on. It's building that community of people who have that particular issue that you want to support them with. It's building those relationships and being of service to them. That's step six. The seventh step is about creating your solutions. And in general, what I recommend is that coaches, healers, and intuitives, instead of doing like a one session here, one session there, if they've done this homework and there's an issue that their potential clients have, like the chronic pain, that's not one or two sessions, even though our tools are really, really powerful, right? It's really about working with people over a period of time so that they can get the resolution to their issue. So all the solution is, all the packages are, is walking people through the steps that, for instance, in my example here, the person who's experienced rheumatoid arthritis and they've figured out how to get their life back without having to go the traditional route, all that is, Ian, is just saying, okay, here are the steps I took. It's pretty straightforward. So that's seven, the solutions. The eighth one is our final passion test. And again, really simple, looking at the steps you want to walk your clients through to get over the rheumatoid arthritis, to get their life back, and to live with it, you know, live with this situation, but basically be able to get back to living their life the way they'd like to. And that's looking at those steps and just, again, asking ourselves, so do I feel really passionate about walking people through these steps? So that's step 8. The 9th step is the outreach and the marketing. And this is really fun because, and it's interesting because a lot of the people I did readings with in the group before we did this interview, a lot of people are teachers. And those are the cards that came up, like spiritual teacher, or, you know, they're meant to teach people in some respect. And they can take that skill that they love and speak even to really small groups of people. Like I used to just do it like in my living room, or you can do a Facebook Live, or you can do talk on summits, that kind of thing. So you can use speaking is a great way. But just in general, everything is going to drive in the outreach to having that one-to-one conversation with people to see if you can be of service to them. So this is really focusing on your gifts and talents, and this is really fun, right? Sharing, teaching, helping other people who have been in a similar situation, for example. And then the 10th step is enrolling new clients. So there are the 10 steps.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing. And these 10 steps you've utilized to build your own business. And then as a coach and mentor, you have a steady stream of clients who come to you to learn these steps so they can build their business either from scratch or they can get their business, you know, back on track with more certainty. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And many people just don't know where to start. You know, they might think it's the website or they might think it's social media, but actually it's the self-care, the specific problem, and then going through these steps to bring in a steady flow of clients and feeling good through the process, you know, with what they're delivering for, you know, solutions for their clients, but also really enjoying the process of being of service. Like you know, the life purpose readings, if someone does readings or they do Akashic Records readings, or, you know, those are different things that we love to do that can totally be applied to this 10-step process so that, you know, we're loving helping people and people are getting the results that they're looking for.
Beautiful. Well, we'll go over this a little bit later again when we talk about Connie's program, but let's go to the phones first. So let's go to San Rafael, California, 9196 are the last four numbers of your phone number. San Rafael, California, you're on live with Connie.
Yes, hello. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm not exactly sure what all I'm supposed to ask. can you give me a heads up on that? Is it something specific, or does Connie do a reading on what my talents are? Should I tell her my talents?
Yeah, so whatever's coming through. So Connie is an intuitive as well as a business coach. So if you've got questions around, well, do you have a business or would you like to start a business? And do you have any blocks?
I'm sort of doing a little research on starting a business, helping people find their ultimate health and beauty as they grow in years.
Yay, thank you. That's a beautiful service. So thank you so much. So that's the first point of validation. That's just from me. But Connie, all right, what's your name?
So I'm sorry, Ian, go ahead.
I was asking your name.
My name is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. Okay, thank you. So do you have a specific question for Connie? What's coming through that you need to ask her now that you have her on the phone? What's coming through that you need to ask her?
Yeah, does that look like a direction that's going to be good for me to move in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
So, I mean, really, the first question would be, you know, how did you come up with that idea of helping people find, you know, health and beauty as they grow in years, right? Is that based maybe on your own life experience? You know, how did you come up with that idea? So in other words, is it your passion? Is that something that you feel passionate about? That would be one answer to your question about whether that's a good direction. The other thing is that what I like about this is that you already, if this is the problem you decide you want to land on for your business, it's pretty specific, which is great. I mean, many new business owners, they, you know, it's very general. Like, they want to help people with their self-esteem, or they want to help people with confidence, right? And those are really important. But what you've got here in terms of helping people find health and beauty as they grow in years, that's a really specific and very visual example of a specific problem you can help people with. So I feel like you're already on the right track with that.
Yeah. Well, I was an art major, and I've had to overcome a lot of health challenges through spiritual surrender, and I have a current one now that I need to overcome to get the energy that I need to create a business. But it's all good, you know?
Yeah, so basically all you need to do is walk people through the same steps that you've been through in your own personal life when it came to your health challenges.
Wow. Because I really have overcome a lot of different things. So, and all I would need to do is kind of show them how I did it and tune into them and see where that might apply to them or help them figure that out for them, how to apply it to themselves.
Exactly. So one of the first things that you can do is just sit down with a pad of paper and make a list of all the steps that you went through. Like, let's say, you know, you were diagnosed, I don't know, 10 years ago with some kind of chronic condition. You know, so if you can, go back to the beginning, just when you received that diagnosis, and walk through the steps from beginning to end, just generally, that you walked through. So maybe there were 10 steps that you went through. You know, once you got the diagnosis, then you did, maybe you did research, you looked at alternatives, you looked at your lifestyle, you looked at, you know, the kind of people you spent your time with, that kind of thing, those kinds of things that can affect us health-wise. Like, what steps did you take? And so you know what I love about this? Is this, because people often feel like they don't have the skills, and those are the voices that come up in the head, like in their head, like, I'm not qualified to do this. You know, I don't have a health coaching degree or whatever it is. And it's what I call a PhD in life experience. And so you're already the expert. You already know because you've used it in your own life. And it sounds like you feel pretty passionate about helping other people who are going through similar experiences, you know, be that way shower and show them, okay, this is what I did. And then, of course, yeah, you can definitely tweak it based on what someone's specific needs are.
Oh, that's really helpful. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, yep, I got it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Beautiful.
I love
it. Thanks, Jennifer. Okay, many blessings to you. And, yeah, it'd be great to see you out there shining your gift and getting paid.
Thank
Beautiful.
You so much.
All right, much love. All right, let's go to Arizona call, no name, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, 2806, the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live with Connie.
Yes, this is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm in the process of starting a healing business based in self-love and fulfilling into the fullness of who we are as individual aspects of the one grand energy. And I guess my question would be, where am I kind of falling out on getting that rolling? I seem to be challenged in that area.
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, this is so common. And I, you know, Daniel, when we first start businesses, you know, we feel disheartened sometimes. I mean, you clearly have a real passion for really helping people in this way, right? And so, And this was me too. I have a really strong business background, but this is what I did in the beginning. I used to tell people, I help people with life transitions and money, you know, because I had a financial background. And people would just kind of look at me like, well, who is that? You know, that's not very, like, I can't think of somebody who is going through a life transition and needs help with money as well. And then when I started talking about how I help people love Mondays, when I was telling somebody about that, the light bulb would go off, right? Like either that person loved Mondays or they didn't, or they were really frustrated because their partner comes home every night and says, I really, you know, my boss is driving me crazy. I have to change my job, right? And so it's very clear. So it's the same thing for you. Is you want to, and it's back to, I don't know if you were listening when I went over the steps, but basically it's the step to identifying the specific problem you want to help people with. And so, and we're actually going to do a life experience exercise in a couple of minutes, I believe. And that actually may help you come up with some ideas about, like, what drew you to healing, right? What was it about the healing profession that drew you? There may be something that was going on in your own life where somebody, you know, said, well, Reiki is a great thing, and you started taking classes, and then all of a sudden you were like, this is what I'm supposed to do, right? And so what was your personal life experience, for example, that drew you into the healing profession? That would be an example of a problem. So maybe it's chronic pain. Maybe it's people who have anxiety or depression. Maybe it's somebody who either themselves or they have a loved one, for instance, that's going through anxiety or depression. And that's something that you could support people with as just some specific examples.
Okay.
All right. Does that answer your question, Daniel?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in. Much love to you then. Take care. And make sure you stay around for the exercise at the end as well. All right. Hey, Connie, let's do this. Let's go to the web. And there's more questions on the web, quite a few questions. So if maybe we can get to a few of them, and then we'll move on to the next part of the program. So don't go into too much detail or depth here, because I want to get through at least, you know, three or four if we can, but certainly give information as needed. Okay, so here is one from Renee in Johnson City. I think this is probably germane to a lot of people. How does one overcome financial blocks for starting a new business?
Tapping. That's what I would say, the emotional freedom technique or tapping. And that's my background. My dad started a business when I was a kid and really dragged us through a lot of financial ruin, really, when I was a kid, a lot of trauma around that. And the way I've overcome that as a business owner, whether it's a current situation or a past trauma, is through the emotional freedom technique.
Okay, thank you. So this is Melanie from California. CA, I'm presuming it's California, not Canada. Dear Connie, I suffer from deep confusion around what direction to take in my life and how and where to start. How do I find my path and confidence again? Thank you.
Yeah. So what I would recommend is, and Ian, I think we're going to talk about my book, Go Forward Fearlessly, which is available to people. If you go grab my book and you go to the chapter called Go For Your Life Purpose, the first exercise is a life purpose statement. And that would be the first step to finding your path. And in terms of confidence, what I find is that when my clients do that exercise, it really puts them in touch with who they are, their gifts and talents. It feels good, and that alone gives them confidence.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this might be the same thing for Elaine from Salt Lake. She's asking if you can help clear her blocks that are remaining after her divorce. Now, I don't think, Elaine, that Connie, do you do healing in your work, Connie?
You know, I do channeled coaching, right? I bring through messages that the divine is wanting to help people with and encourage them on when it comes to their life purpose. I don't per se do energy clearings, but as I'm talking here, what I can do is ask, and anybody can do this really, is ask Archangel Michael to take his sword of light and basically cut the energetic cords around you, Elaine, and anybody else who might need that right now. I'm getting lots of chills with that. So that would be an energy technique, hopefully, that can help you today, but that you can actually use yourself as well.
Hmm. Thank you. Yeah, so Elaine, if you're listening to the call, or I don't know, when you put your question in, maybe you can listen tonight. As Connie says, that's a good technique to use. So you can call upon Archangel Michael or whoever other archangel or being that you really resonate with to help clear those, cut those cords, send the energy back, and make sure that when you wake up every morning, especially as well, Elaine, that you're sending the energy back that might have infiltrated your field as you were sleeping, right? So, and much love to you. I know that you said that you're having trouble with childcare costs as well. So much love to you. Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go to, okay. So you mentioned your book. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, there's two buttons underneath Connie's photograph, the free gift button, which is blue, and then the offer button, which is orange. So if you click on the blue one, you'll be taken to her free gift page, which is her Go Forward Fearlessly ebook. And so you can just access it that way. Just so click the button, fill out the little form, and bam, Connie or her email will deliver that to you in some way. So you'll get it if you don't already have it. So that's the Go Forward Fearlessly ebook. But what we're going to talk about now as well is the offer. So if you click on the orange button under her photograph, you'll be taken to a page that says Passion and Purpose in Business. And if you're not on the webinar page, you just want to type it in, you would type in WOTA Summit. WOTA Summit stands for Wisdom of the Ancients. WOTASummit.com/Cornelia, which is CORNELIA. WOTASummit.com/Cornelia, and it's all lowercase, and you can follow along visually. So this is Connie's program. It's her actual program that she uses to enroll clients and work with clients. And she's making this available to everyone at a very, very, very substantial discount. We'll talk about once we've gone through the program. So it's a special discount only for the summit. So, Connie, it would be wonderful if you could take people through this program.
Yeah, so it's so much a part of what we've been talking about, right? It's really the 10 steps to bring in a steady flow of clients while you're being a positive force out there in the world. And it is the Passion and Purpose in Business program. It's a home study program. And the fun thing about it is that I keep adding new content to it all the time. It's the initial 10 steps to bring in the steady flow of clients and to be of service to the world. So these are the steps a new business owner or somebody who maybe is in business already and they don't have the clients coming in that they'd like to have, it will basically walk them through those steps and where to start, starting with the self-care and the specific problem, and all without the website, but having clients anywhere. And not only does it have the 10 steps that we just talked about to get the clients coming in, but it also, there's a bunch of bonuses in there on, you know, how to build your list as a platform if you want to be a speaker, how to get clients from Facebook groups, how to clear energy blocks. We've been talking a lot about that today. And there's literally a ton of mastermind recordings from the last several years that have additional content. So I love this program. It's how I run my own business. It's how I was able to bring in a steady flow of clients in my own business. And it basically cuts out the things that you really don't need to do to be of service, get the clients coming in, make the transition if you want from a job into having your business full time if you wish.
Beautiful. So this is, you've got the access to the Passion and Purpose in in business training modules. Now, once they've registered for this, is this a lifetime or you know, close to lifetime, or how long do they have access to material for?
Yes, it's theirs forever. It's theirs forever.
Okay.
And not only is it theirs forever, what's there now, but I'm like a guinea pig for my clients. So the 10 steps that we just talked about that I walked through to bring in the clients in the beginning is in there, of course. And then I'm growing as a spiritual entrepreneur myself. So when I'm learning new things to do in my own business, then I'm turning around and I'm teaching that within this program, additional mastermind recordings, other ways, tip sheets, cheat sheets, so that their learning, people's learning can continue as well, and the content continues to grow as I grow my business and see what works in my own practice.
Mm. So, you know, you don't have to go to howtobuildaspiritualbusiness.com, university.com, and spend X amount of thousands of dollars for some esoteric information. Here you've got, that was a kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit there, but here you've got this these modules that are available to you forever, and they're based on Connie's own personal experience and how she has built a successful spiritually-based business for herself and her clients. And so right now, you're hearing the words of the author and really the practitioner of this program, and it's what she uses in her day-to-day life. And then, so you've got access to the Passion and Purpose Business Training, all those modules, which include the 10 steps, and there's also some bonuses in there as well. You know, everything from connecting with potential clients, marketing, and then, of course, the passion test. So those modules are a lot more comprehensive than you see here. This is the list of the modules, but of course there'd be a lot of detail there. So then there's also the meetup strategy for enrolling new clients. Connie, what is the meetup strategy?
Yeah, that's pretty fun. That is a strategy to use in your own local area. So again, just for clarity, the 10 steps, you can have clients anywhere, but if people want to speak as opposed to like a Facebook Live or on a summit, instead, if they'd like to start in their own backyard, so to speak, they can offer a meetup in their own area. And if people don't know what meetup is, it's basically it's an online website that is builds community, and they have a huge database of people who love to come to in-person gatherings in their own communities on a variety of topics. And this one strategy, I'll just briefly say, I just love this strategy. I offered my first meetup workshop 3-4 years ago. 15 people showed up. I live in a little town in Vermont. With 15 people showed up, 5 of them were clients, and out of the 10 people left, I enrolled, it was either 8 or 9 of them, became clients of mine within 30 days, and I made from that 1 2-hour meetup, I made like $9,000. And so that's actually the fastest way to get clients coming in if you don't have a lot of time and you want to use your time efficiently, but then get the business income coming in. It's really a beautiful, I just love that strategy.
Wonderful. Yeah, and then you're going to lay that out for everyone. So that's also part of this package. And then I like this one, lifetime access to the Connecting for Introverts audios. What is Connecting for Introverts?
It's basically, you know, if you're an introvert, like many spiritual entrepreneurs like me are introverted, you know, you don't have to pretend you're an extrovert in order to connect with people and enroll new clients. You don't have to go to Chamber of Commerce meetings or go, you know, to the Rotary or any other kind of you know, organization like that. If you're more of a shy person, if you're an introvert, you're more relationship oriented, and introverts really thrive in a spiritually based career because of that gift. And so those audios really are about using your gifts and talents and finding environments within which you feel comfortable to connect with other people, to enroll new clients and build those relationships.
Mm. Then there's the laser package outline and implementation strategy. What is that one?
Well, so that's another really fun one. This is a very unique offering. You know, I talked in step seven about creating packages so that you can work with people over a period of time and help them with that issue that's keeping them up at night. The laser package is this really fun way of offering for a year's worth of time with you, offering unlimited 15-minute or 30-minute sessions with your clients. People love this. This is like we don't have enough time to really go into all the benefits here. And it probably sounds pretty crazy. Unlimited sessions, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose my shirt. Actually, it's very well thought out. Most of my private clients are laser coaching clients, and they love it because they have unlimited access to me, and I can really help them get the solution to their problem. So I actually teach in this program, I teach how somebody who's a spiritual entrepreneur can offer their own laser packages. And it can be something as simple as...
I wasn't interrupting. I was actually getting it.
Okay. That was a good, So for instance, just last week I had this inspired idea while I was making my salad for lunch one day. I've been offering laser packages for people and walking them through these 10 steps. I love doing readings. Why don't I offer a laser package with unlimited life purpose readings for the year? And so I emailed the people on my mailing list. By the way, you don't need a mailing list to make the 10 steps work. This is, you know, after that fact, just in case people go, oh, my gosh, I don't have a list. I can't do this. You can definitely do it. And so I started offering 15-minute laser packages for unlimited life purpose readings for the year, and people love it.
Wow. Yeah, brilliant. So you share that strategy, but you mentioned you don't need a list. However, you do give people list-building tips and resources as part of this package.
Yes, that's a bonus, and that's after the 10 steps. That's after you've got the clients coming in. If you want to help more people by writing a book, by speaking, you know, other ways that you want to help, you know, numbers of people, even host your own summits, kind of, Ian, like what you're doing, list building does come in to play there, but it's just another one of my experiences that I've had in my own business, the strategies that I've used to do fun list building with people, get more subscribers on your list by being of service to them, and it is a strategy that's available in the program but is not really required early on.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, the ebook, and that is also available outside the package as a free gift. So no matter what, everyone, you do get that ebook just because you've joined the summit. So that's Connie's gift to you. But it's also something that you also get in this package if you didn't, for example, download it free. You get it here as well. And then there's a couple of life purpose reading and review sessions. So there's two sessions that's part of the package, and tell us about those.
So those are really fun. So when I do readings with people, I will ask them a few questions like what do they want to walk away with today? What's their vision for their business or their life purpose? What do they think is stopping them? You know, what are their goals, their whys around that vision? And then my channeled coaching kicks in, right? All of us who have these intuitive gifts, you know, we can't turn these gifts off, right? And so, like this morning, I was doing a reading for somebody, a life purpose reading and review, And as soon as she started talking, I started getting downloads of ideas to share with her. And I started writing them all down so that I could capture them and share them with her later on. And it was a big paradigm shift. She was having an issue with her business where she wasn't earning the income she wanted to earn, and I just got this download. So not only is it the reading with Doreen Virtue's Life Purpose Stack, the one I've been using for the readings just this afternoon in the Facebook group, but it's also the channeled coaching around, like we've been talking about, right, the practical steps, but then the inner piece and marrying those so that people can really walk away going, oh, yeah, you know, this is what I need to do. And so there is a two-step process for those particular readings and reviews. Very, very fun.
Wonderful. So there's the first one, that, which is a little shorter, and then there's also a second one where you give people homework in the first one, and then you get to review the homework. And then what happens? You share additional steps?
Yeah, so what I would do is I do the reading initially. So let's say it's somebody, I do a reading, and let's say, and this happened actually for a bunch of people this afternoon that were in the group, the strength card came up, that your life purpose has to do with your own personal life experiences and how you can help other people with that. And so let's say that card came up in a reading that I was doing. Then what I would do is I would invite the person to do homework and to actually do the life purpose exercise, which is what we're going to do later today anyway. But I would give that to them as homework. It's a Word document. And they would go off and do that. Then we would schedule our second session. We'd look at their homework, and then I'd show them how to plug in the life experience exercise and the specific problem they feel most passionate about connected to their life experience, and how to plug that into the 10 steps to bring in a steady flow of new clients.
Wonderful. Wow, this is comprehensive. So this package, I mean, the value is almost $8,000. On Connie's website, I believe this is $997. So is that right, $997?
That's what it normally goes for, yes. And, of course,
yeah,
the value is much greater and continues to grow,
cool,
right, because I'm always adding,
yep,
great information.
Right. But so if you went to Connie's website and you said, I want to sign up for this program, and you signed up, it would have cost you $997. So that's $1,000 basically. So on this summit, Connie's offering this at a $500 discount, which is half off. So for $497, you can get this entire program. And because you're part of the Wisdom Summit, we also offer two payments. So you could split that in two. And so what this is really a wonderful roadmap and steps for you to take to receive the support and the proven methods and strategies to get your business going. And really make sure that, you know, the rudder's in the water and you're going in the right direction, and there's those passion tests along the way, and there's some real, you know, kind of not hardcore, but, you know, there's actual business help in there as well and strategy. So for $497, or split that in two payments, you could have her program, which is usually $997. So, I mean, the generosity, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You're doing this for us.
Sure. No, I love it. And also what's included, which is really fun, we were just talking about this, is that people who invest in the program, they actually will get a one-to-one life purpose reading and review with me personally to give them some context around, maybe they, like the people calling in today, maybe they have questions around their business, you know, how to get focused, what is that specific problem. We can do the life purpose reading and review, and I can show them, besides the reading, besides the channeled coaching from the divine, I can also say, okay, this is where you are in your business. Here's where I recommend you start here in the program, the first step, or, you know, the meetup strategy, for instance. If they're already doing speaking, they could implement that as maybe the next step.
Okay, beautiful. So that is available today, and then as long as it's up on the summit. So if you're not looking at it now, then certainly take a look at it tonight or whenever the replays are going to come out over the weekend as well, so you can take a look at that. To have someone like Connie, who is not only an intuitive but also a business coach, is really wonderful. It's not very often that you really find people who have that beautiful blend of intuition and business. Wonderful. Well, let's take another caller quickly, and then I want to make sure that we get to that that exercise in a couple of minutes. But let's go to Palo Alto. No. Sandra, 6799. You're online.
Hello.
Palo Alto. Hello.
Hi. My name, I'm Cassandra, and I guess my question is, as you were talking, I start feeling overwhelmed with how to start my business, because I am a massage therapist. I was a massage therapist. I retired, and I'm going to have to go back. So I know how to do the healing. I know how to do the Doreen Virtue cards. I know a lot of different things. I know how to do Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. But now it's like, those things I went through, I did those things, and I wanted to change it and be the teacher, a spiritual teacher. So I'm wondering, you know, at this point, when you start seeing this, the 10 steps I was okay with, but then when I started looking at your list and how to go about your book, I was like, oh, no, I can't do this. This is too much. So and that's probably why you answered the call, because I was like, this is a little hard here. I mean, even if I know going step by step with you would probably be easier, but right now financially I'm not able to do that. So if I'm going to do it myself, where would I begin? You know, because I know teaching spiritual, I know a lot. I've been doing this, working towards my ascension process for the last, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So that part I know, but how to go about and be able to help people, to show them what they need to do to get in this process and how to create those kind of clients.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's about really taking all of your tools, right, whether you want to continue to use the Reiki and the Doreen Virtue cards and your massage therapy and any new tools you have. That's kind of a how, right? That's how people get the result that you want to help them with. But your talks can be about the specific problem you want to help them with. So, for instance, you know, how to get over chronic pain so you can get your life back. Okay, that could be a topic of a talk. Or, you know, 10 steps to overcoming anxiety so you can feel light and happy and fulfilled in your life again. Those would be just some examples of, you know, the specific problem that you can help people with in your talk. So it's really about, really back to the, you know, the 10 steps if you were listening before, Cassandra,
yes.
You know, the step two around what's the specific problem you want to help people with, and it's really, it'll come together from there.
Okay. Well, I got another question is, can you tell me, intuitively tell me where I am at this process? Well, I guess I have to go back and reevaluate, go back to that too. Okay. I have to think, I'm going to have to do some more thinking on this process, because I'm not sure where to, I know you gave me examples, but I have to have it in my brain and process it.
Yeah, so Cassandra, you know what you can do is we're going to do a life experience exercise in a minute. So okay. If you can hang out for a little while, why don't you just get out a piece of paper, and this exercise may very well help you come up with your next step.
Okay.
And that's all
great.
It is, right? When we feel overwhelmed, okay. It's just the next step. So for you, your next step is to hang out with us for a few more minutes and do the exercise with us.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It was just that I guess I've been in a prayer mode, and I was feeling real calm and peaceful because I had that fear coming out. And it was my ego saying, okay, it's not things are not changing immediately because, okay, the universe has changed and everything is instantaneously happening, which it is because you picked up the call. But it's like, I have to trust. And that's where I had to gently tell my ego, hey, we okay. I'm going to trust in God because I know all these wonderful, magical things have been happening for me. So this is a different new world. I know that. Mm-hmm. But it was like I had to beat it down. And then when I was listening to you talk about the business process, I was like, oh, God, I am not going to be able to do this. But, okay, I'll listen. I'll hang out. Thank you.
Get your paper. All right. Much love to you, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, everyone, it is required that we do take the action. And, you know, I think that Cassandra is probably not alone. I mean, look, we've all felt it. I mean, I think we'd be, you know, kidding ourselves. You know, even those of us who work with all the little dials, you know, the dials, you know, for example, my own personal story, I'm not going to tell the whole story here, but, you know, this is the ninth season now that we've done through the Wisdom of the Ancients or the Discovery Series. And I produce every single one of them and I host all of them. And I do most of the work. I'm not the webmaster, but I don't make the pretty pages, but everything else. And there's so many little dials that have to move. And, it can be overwhelming. Like for every single series that we create for you, all you beautiful shining lights, we do over 100 web pages. Like, can you believe that? And they've all got to be directed. You know, we have to tell the webmaster how we want things to look and what has to be on them. You know, all the information has to be collected. There's a lot of work. To make the long story short, it can be overwhelming, but we have to take that first step. And we have to trust the universe, that the universe is taking care of this. And also, we have to detach from the fact that this is our business. It's not our business. It's not your business. It's the universe's business. The universe is using you as a conduit to reach people, to spread light, to spread love, to be of service. You're not even the paintbrush. You're the paint at the end of the paintbrush. The universe is using you to bring light and happiness and love and spread that beautiful, beautiful vibration in the world. But you have to do something. You have to take the action. And overwhelm is a human feeling, and our mind is going to get wrapped up in overwhelm. But here you have a roadmap. So if you're in overwhelm, Connie can help you. And if you take the program, she has the 10 steps. It's not the 25 steps or the 100 steps, or it's 10 steps. And there is going to be work that you have to do, but you have to do the work anyway. No matter what you do in life, you have to do the work. You have to take action. Grace flows when you put forth effort. And all of a sudden, you'll just find yourself in the river of grace, looking back over your shoulder. I look back over my shoulder, 9 seasons, over 200 speakers. Like, wow, how did I get here? Well, the universe carried me, but I had to take that action the very first day. Like, how do I even start? But look what we have here. We have a beautiful community of thousands and thousands of people and who I read the comments and they go, wow, that was amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful, not me, but the speakers, thank you for sharing that beautiful activation or that healing or that information. Wow, I feel tingles. My life has changed. You know, it's why we do it. All right.
I love that. Grace flows. Grace flows when you put forth effort. I love that.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's have you take us through that exercise. So tell us what you're going to do. And take us through it.
Okay. And there is a replay, Ian, right?
Yes, tonight and over the weekend.
Okay, great. So because I know we don't have a lot of time, there's only really four or five steps here. It's pretty straightforward. But if people don't catch all the steps right now, in other words, I guess what I'm thinking is if people just want to write down the steps, and I'll give mm-hmm. those to you now, and then afterwards either go back and listen to the replay or actually do the exercise later. And then that way you can really give this some thought. So often people will stay stuck in a job because they think they need more training. And I talked about this before, that often we have these life experiences that it is the training. It's our PhD in life experience, if you will. And so this exercise will help you identify which area in your life you have a PhD already and you're already well equipped to do the work that you're meant to do. Okay, so this is really fun. So the first step is to just make a list of the major life challenges you've had in your own life. So this could be going through a divorce. It could be the birth of a child. It could be diagnosed with a health issue. It could be losing a loved one. So it's just making a list of the major life challenges that you've had in your own life. That's step one. The second step is to take that list and circle the challenges that you've gotten on the other side of. So you don't necessarily, for instance, going back to our tried and true example here, you know, the rheumatoid arthritis that we've been talking about, and, you know, maybe you're the person who got over it using natural methods like my client did, and she's turned that into a business. So you don't actually have to get on the other side of that condition, like if it's a health issue, for instance, but you've learned how to navigate through the beginning steps so that you can get your life back the way you'd like it to be. So it's not like the problem has totally gone away, but it's something that you've been able to, you know, resolve in a way where you've kind of come to terms with it, found peace of mind, and kind of gotten your life back. So step two is just to circle the challenges that you've navigated through in the past. The third step is to take these experiences that you've circled and just ask yourself, do I feel passionate about helping other people with this step? You know, do I see other people going through something similar and it just breaks my heart and I almost can't help it? I want to just, even if they haven't asked me for help, I just want to go help them because I know what steps to tell them to take. I know that I can make the journey easier for them than it was for me. So that's the third step, is just identifying which of the experiences that you've navigated through you feel really passionate about. It breaks your heart. The fourth step is basically making that new list. Here's your new list. Here are the life experiences I have had that I feel most passionate about. And the fifth step is which of those experiences make you feel really alive and excited. So, for example, you know, if you had the client with a major health issue like arthritis, right, you know, that's somebody who didn't necessarily – you know, choose to go the traditional route, they took the steps. Maybe it's someone who has lost a loved one. What steps, if you've lost a loved one, did you go through to navigate through that situation? That would be your PhD in life experience, your steps that you can walk your own clients through and basically, you know, make the world a better place, lift that load, that burden for somebody else, and make the world a better place at the same time while sharing your gifts and talents.
Beautiful. So when you go through this list and you do steps 1 through 5 and you come out with the answer to step 5, so which of these experiences make me feel alive and excited, and you have that new list, are those the things that then people should focus on creating a business around?
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are examples of, and there may be more than one, but if you go through my 10-step process, you're going to be asking people anyway in step 3, what's keeping them up at night when it comes to their health or when it comes to their career or when it comes to their money, depending on what area your personal experiences are tied to. And then that'll enable other people to tell you what's keeping them up at night, and that will help you to identify which of those problems that you're passionate about, that you've been through yourself, would be a great business idea.
Beautiful. And then the next step would be to get your program, which includes the sessions with you so that people can get some clarity and speak to you around this, so they're not just buying the program, which is wonderful, but they also get to speak with you. And you can give them clarity and guidance. And then after that, there's another follow-up session, which can run 45 minutes to go through even more information. And then if they want to, they could even work with you, you know, privately, one-on-one. That's not part of the package, but that's an option because you are a business coach if they feel so inclined. So, you know, if they want to have that private one-on-one work, the consulting work, then they could hire you to do that, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, beautiful. So, you know, now that we've gone through all of this, Connie, we've spent about an hour and a half together. Is there anything that's coming through to you that you feel compelled to share at this point, something maybe that we either skipped over or glossed over that you want to share with the community as we start to wind this down?
Sure. So I would just say, and this Cassandra was kind of alluding to this when she called in, so those of us who are teachers and authors and speakers and, you know, people who are any of us who are meant to help a lot of people, those voices are going to come up in our head and try to pull us off our path like nobody's business. I mean, it's just part of the duality of living on this planet. And so I guess, Ian, what I'd like to leave people with is, you know, whether you create a business or you do something else, you know, fulfilling your life purpose, doing the work you're meant to do, sharing your gifts and talents to make the world a better place, that's why we're here, and the world really, really needs us right now. Like, I'm getting total chills as I say that. So really, it's about fulfilling your life purpose, doing even really small steps, just what's the next step, and not letting those voices in your head distract you and say you're not qualified, you're not good enough, no one's going to hire you, no one wants to work with you, all those really negative voices. Just know that's part of the duality. It actually means that you're supposed to help a lot of people, and the darkness doesn't want us to shine that much light in the world. And that's why it's happening. It's not about you.
Mm. Thank you so much. Well, Connie, thank you so much for being here and sharing these steps and your wisdom and your heart with everyone. And thanks for being on Facebook before. I know that you did a lot of readings. Are you going to be able to go back to Facebook and continue for a little while?
Yeah, I'm going to pop over there for about an hour, and I know there's some people I left hanging. There were so many requests before we started, and I want to honor those and those individuals who are hearing this now and would like a little bit of support around the mini reading in the group.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've had a great conversation, had a fun time. I think this information is so important for everyone to hear. There's a lot of people who I think, again, to use the term on the outside looking in, just wish and feel in their hearts that, oh, if only I could have that spiritual-based business. I know the universe wants to use me, the divine wants to use me, but I just don't know where to start. I don't have the courage. I don't have, the acumen to get that started, but you don't need the acumen. Having the desire, having the passion, and having a little bit of guidance, the universe will meet you, and the universe always, always, always takes care of us, holds us in its arms, loving arms. We'll be taken care of. We always are. We always are. So thank you so much again, Connie. Amazing to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Ian, and good luck to everybody. You can do it.
Yeah. Yes, you can. All right. I can see your light shining from here. Yeah, you can't hide. Yeah, there you are. I can see your light too. All right, beautiful. Okay, shining lights, much love to you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, the ancient ones, for being here, for supporting us. Much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.